More people gamble this month than in any other month of the year, and it all boils down to the NCAA basketball tournament. The tournament involving college teams was first started in 1939, and as of 2011 has 68 teams playing for the championship every spring. Mike Stone is the executive director for the Kentucky Council on Problem Gambling, and he says that this season is rightfully nicknamed.
In the past year, it was estimated that 60 million Americans played brackets in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and they wagered about $12 billion, which truly is March Madness.
The council says that this is a time of year to have the conversation with friends and loved ones who you may suspect to have gambling problems. These problems could include having a preoccupation with gambling, lying about it, anxiety and sleeplessness, borrowing money, and chasing losses. Stone says that a conversation, not a confrontation, is essential.
When you talk to someone about gambling, because there are no real evidences, they don't have bloodshot eyes, you can't smell a poker chip on their breath, so you have to look and talk beyond the surface.
If you or a loved one has a gambling problem, you can seek help, says Stone. There are trained counselors available.
A trained telephone counselor will answer that phone anytime, any day, strictly confidential conversation. There's also a very simple one-page website, www.kygamblinghelp.org, that has some of the same information on it, and both of those are sources for referral.
Kentucky is gearing up for Big Blue Madness, but there is another game besides basketball being played. If you have a problem with gambling, you can get help by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or online at kygamblinghelp.org. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.